This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, February 5th. Okay, so the stock market is, for lack of a better word, in a bad mood because they didn't like Jerome Powell's 60 Minutes episode. And essentially, he said that he'd start cutting rates by the middle of the year. So the question is that June or is that the April meeting, which is actually April 30th, which would be a May 1st cut because it's a two-day meeting. And the Fed just has to look at the data, okay? What's so frustrating is Jerome Powell at the 60 Minutes interview said that inflation in the last 6 months is basically in their target range. It's actually 7 months, just so you know. And each month we cut off 0.4% inflation. So that annual 12-month rate keeps falling. So if they stick to the 12-month target, okay, yeah, it would be June. But if they're smart and look at market rates and what's unfolding, they should cut rates on May 1st. So that's what rattled the market. And I do want you to know there's something else going on. The Magnificent Seven, I'll be honest with you, only three of the Magnificent Seven should be held right now, okay? So I highly recommend that you just be very, very careful when you invest, okay? And it looks like a lot of money is going to start being reshuffled out there. Obviously, we've had an incredible small mid-cap rally late October, November that's continuing. In fact, I'm looking at my screen today, and, you know, I've got one stock up 17.6, so that's small cap. Another one's up 11.77. Supermicro Computer's up 11.63. You know that one. Lilly's up 4.8. NVIDIA's up 4.24. Novo Nordisk is up 3.58. So money's moving, okay? And it's clearly going to the AI-related stocks, like a NVIDIA and an SMCI, Supermicro Computer. It's clearly going to the weight loss companies, Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly. And money's moving, so this is good, okay? And I really like the fact that the quality stocks are leading the way, okay? Now, all those stocks I mentioned, of course, we have under management, and we recommend newsletters. But I do want you to know that it's every stock for itself right now. Do not worry about the leadership change. That's a good news for us, okay? You just can't have all the mega tech stocks hog all the money, okay? I've seen this before. You know, in March 2000, 54% of the S&P ended up in seven giant tech stocks. Then that bubble burst and the tail end of the S&P did better for seven straight years. That's where we are now, okay? And some of the big techs are okay. You know, I like three of the seven Magnificent Seven stocks. Okay, obviously NVIDIA is the best, okay? But money's moving around, okay? And it's absolutely imperative that we have the best stocks, the best earnings, to drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. So don't worry about it. The market, today's a great buying opportunity, but obviously we have a lot of stocks that are up sharply today. So that's a good, good sign. One last thing I should mention, when we buy stocks, we want something called a high alpha, low beta stock. So we are not looking for stocks that, you know, go up 20% when the market goes up 10. That would be a stock with a beta of 2. No, we're looking for stocks that go up on down days like today. So that's what we're looking for. Alpha divided by volatility is our top secret quant ratio. Then we overlay our fundamental screens to find the creme to make sure that we go into earnings season locked and loaded. So I really do like how our stocks are performing this earnings announcement season. We never bat 100%, but we are doing very good. So hang in there, enjoy the ride. Let's use this opportunity to buy some great A-rated stocks on dips, and that's it. So I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Oh, and one last thing, the ISM services report today was very strong. You know, it kind of stalled in December, but it reaccelerated in January. So it shows that the service side of the economy is picking up. Although I will admit that only 10 of the 17 industries ISM surveyed were growing. Okay, there are others that are lagging, like real estate, insurance. So as soon as the Fed starts cutting rates, those industries will pick up too. Okay, so that's it, everybody. Hang in there, enjoy the ride. Great a buying window here for a lot of our stocks, but I really like the fact that a lot of our stocks have emerged as a silver lining critical path that we can follow. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.